Welcome back to 4AM Thoughts with your hosts, Moon, Star, and Indigo. Today we are back to interviewing. Welcome to the show. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Asher Dykstra. I am the Dungeon Master on Natural Zeroes, the world's worst Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I naturally like Dungeons & Dragons and other nerdy things. And I'm very excited to answer some hypothetical questions.
Thank you. Welcome. I also like Dungeons & Dragons. We're doing a Pathfinder campaign right now.
That's cool.
So, yeah, just side note for y'all. Okay, so let's see here. Star, would you like to ask the first question?
Yes. Okay, so you're walking in a forest and you find a black suitcase. Inside it, it holds $1 million and a piece of paper stained in blood with the single word, don't. Would you take the suitcase home or leave it? And why?
Can I take it somewhere else?
I guess.
Where would you take it? What would you do?
I think I would take it to a bank or, like, the nearest laundromat, because those are usually fronts. Well, not usually, but they can be fronts for mobs. So, you know, money laundering. I'd probably take it to a bank, and, you know, they know more about money than me. I don't think they know anything about curses. Or maybe not curses, but hey, I'd be like, hey, can I put this in a bank account? Easy, done. I don't have the money anymore, but I have the value.
How would you feel if it was actually a bomb and you took it to a bank?
I don't really think it matters how I feel about it at that point. I think it matters how they feel about it. I would feel a little bit ashamed, but, you know, I'm prepared to turn to a life of crime. I'm not ashamed of that.
Would you take all the money at once and make it look suspicious, or, like, how'd you get all that money?
Would you take, like, a little bit, see what happens, and then take the rest? Still putting it in the bank account, but...
No, I think I would take it all at once, because, in my mind, this is, like, the horrific consequences are tied to, like, all of the money at once. But if I took a little bit of it, I feel like there would just be something mildly annoying that I wouldn't notice. Mm. So, like, oh, my socks are wet for no reason. That's weird. And then I would, like, keep going until I took all of it, and then I would die. But, you know, I'd rather die instead of have wet socks for a month.
Yeah, I
have to agree with that.
As soon as you brought up wet socks, trauma just, like, flooded my brain. Not good. Okay, well, speaking of crime... If you could commit any crime without consequences, what would that crime be?
Has to be a single crime. Like one charge.
Solo uno.
Okay.
And it could be anything. Except I don't think murder is allowed on a school podcast.
I wasn't gonna go with murder, but that is a good, you know, caveat there. I think that I would try to steal something from I'm going to say probably Jeff Bezos.
Oh, nice.
Not like money, of course, because I already have $1 million.
Right.
I think I would try to, like, steal the keys to a boat. Because you can take that into international waters, and then they're like, hey, you need some private security then. I would try to steal Jeff Bezos' biggest boat.
You know what? I agree. I agree. That's smart. And you have a boat now.
Yeah, and
so
then I have a boat.
Bragging rights.
Yeah.
So.
And I can say this used to belong to Jeff Bezos.
Put that on the side.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is with a little apostrophe S on there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you could have complete knowledge of any five things, what would you want to know?
The contents of the universe... And its location, so I would never lose anything. And then I really just want to know how to make cookies well. Because, like, I can't do it. They always burn. I'm always like, oh, yeah, they're done. And then I put them on the counter and they, like, burn while they're out of the oven. I don't know what happens.
They still cook.
I don't know that. I know things about other types of cooking. I don't know anything about cookies.
Okay, so valid.
Yeah. I as I stated earlier, I like Dungeons and Dragons, so I think I would like to be the world's worst rules lawyer, so I just know everything about the game, and no one can ever argue with me, because I'm always right. See, that's three or four. I'm not good at counting.
I mean, well, so the universe and its location.
Okay, so
I count
that
as
two. So that's four?
Yeah. Cookies, okay. And then Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. Man, I'm trying to think of, like, a funny answer, but I really just want to say math. Because, like, it's something that's so easy to not know what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know where to start with this.
No, that is the most valid.
I think I would go with math then on the last one.
Mm-hmm. Math sucks.
if you can do math, my respect for, like, anyone that can do math automatically increases.
Except for Ian.
Except.
That's a very different story.
Except for Ian.
I don't want to hear that now.
Another time.
Okay.
Now's not the place.
If you could really sell your soul to the devil, what would you sell it for?
Mm-hmm.
I would sell it so that... I don't know how I would arrange this, because I don't know when/if the devil dies.
Are you thinking of the same thing I'm thinking of right now?
Maybe.
You finish.
I was going to say that... Like, I move into his place.
That's what I was thinking.
At some point, or, like, if he just never goes away, I become, like, his right-hand man. Because, I mean, I don't want to, like, torture people, but if I'm still hanging out on Earth instead of wherever he's hanging out, I mean, having some of that power to just kind of, like, beep, 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 shoot off might be fun. I don't really know what I would do with it. I think I've already exhausted my ideas on crime and knowledge. But if I could just be like, hey, that, I don't know, that thing you're sitting on is now a capybara. I think that'd be fun.
Snakes. You want to watch the world burn, don't you?
Yeah. Not gonna lie, whenever I, like, heard that question, do you guys know the video game Cuphead?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. Mm. It's basically where you sell your soul to the devil, and then you have to, like, defeat all these, like, bad guys. It's pretty sweet. Yeah. Alright, so... What would you do if you were given 24 hours to live? And, like, there's, like, no, like, limit on, like, what you could do. So, basically, you could do anything.
See, okay, that's... Which 24 hours?
So, starting right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, stop being interviewed. I don't have time for that.
Okay. I see. See how it is.
I mean, I might go... try to steal Jeff Bezos's boat.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest volcano with, like, an open...
I've got my phone.
Do volcanoes actually have, like, open pits?
I think once they explode, they do.
Okay, so I'd want to find the biggest one of those and hire, like, a full orchestra.
Just march them off into the volcano.
No, not march them. I want to create a viral video, because I think 24 hours would be, like, the absolute minimum amount of time I would need to do this. But I want to create a viral video of me jumping into the volcano as the orchestra is playing something really dumb, like All Star or something.
No.
Or something really impressive that I can't think of right now. Oh, what's... There's one piece of classical music that I can never remember. It's like someone's fourth movement of something stupid. I don't remember. But I just really want really intense music as I, like, plummet into a volcano. And I want that to be on video.
If I were to plummet into a volcano, you know that one SpongeBob song that's like... grass skirt, something like do.
You don't want to jump into a volcano to Gary Come Home.
Wait, can I sell my soul to the devil in those 24 hours?
Why not?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'm gonna do that then.
Okay, well, on a side note, the biggest volcano, and excuse me, I'm white, Moana Lua.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Luau.
I would say Mauna Loa.
Yep, what Asher said.
I'm also white.
Jump back to the volcano. I would jump into the volcano, listen to the Howl's Moving Castle theme song.
Oh, that would be pretty.
I've never heard that.
Have you?
I've never watched Howl's Moving Castle.
We should
You know what it is,
interview.
Though?
Kind of. I know he has like a weird outfit, and the castle obviously moves, and there's a lady that comes who's just like, oh, your house is disgusting. I'm going to clean it for you or something.
Oh, my gosh. I own those movies, so.
Instead of doing this interview, we should interview Asher watching Howl's Moving Castle.
That would be like a...
Title it.
Can you just give me, like, really intense questions about Howl's Moving Castle, even though I've never seen it?
Oh. Have you seen those things where it's, like, on TikTok, and it's, like,
What's the name of the fire?
The fire?
There's a fire in it that can... It's a demon.
Yeah, yeah,
what's the name of the fire?
Let me show you a picture, and you have to name it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, side note. Hang on. Hang on, when Indigo's pulling that up, so, Star, do you have another question you would like to ask?
Okay, yeah. If you could ask your future self from the year 2050 one question, what would it be?
Are we on track to... Are we on track for Vulcan contact in 2063? So we have to be... There has to be, like, rumors...
This is your 2050, so it's whatever you want, I think.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. So, there has to be inklings of a eugenics war on the horizon, and if that is happening, then I would say we're on track for Vulcan contact in 2063, in which case I would say it's still possible for me to become Zefram Cochran.
You know what, I feel like you think about this on your off days. Yeah.
I haven't thought of the specific answer to that question, but I have thought about it before.
No, Mr. Finkbeiner was just like, you should interview Asher. I didn't think he was gonna go this well.
Oh yeah, I have a lot of dumb answers to dumb questions.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Fire guy. Name
from Howl's Moving Castle. Starts with a C. He's not going to guess it, but...
I know, but, like, you can name him anything. Anything your heart
watch
desires.
It, watch his name be on there.
It isn't.
He kind of looks like a Jeff Roy.
Jeff Roy?
Jeff Roy.
His name's Calcifer.
Oh.
I like Asher's statement.
Jeff Roy.
Oh, I'm trying to find that music.
Everybody, on a side note, our listeners, you should watch all Studio Ghibli movies. They're life-changing. I watched
them. Is it Ghibli?
Yes.
I always thought it was Ghibli.
Well, okay, there's people, you can call whatever you want. I say Ghibli.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know if it's Ghibli. You know what? Ghibli, put it in the comments what you say.
It is orange.
Indigo picked up a ball, like a stress ball like thing, and thought it was an orange.
It's weighty, it's nice.
So, I have another question. If you found a book and started reading it, finding out it was your life, would you want to keep reading it to the end, even if it, like, you, even if you couldn't change the events?
So, I can't, do I know that I can't change the events? Like, could I write something in it and see what happens? And nothing happens?
Yeah, like, you know you can't change the events.
Okay, so this is just my autobiography from the future. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess if you sell your soul to the devil, it's going to be never-ending, so you kind of would just be reading it for fun. Put it on your little nightstand and kind of flip a few pages. All right, that's happening tomorrow. Sounds good.
I'm going to say that even in the case that I am immortal for whatever reason, I would not read it because you run into some, like, self-fulfilling prophecy bootstrap issues there. Because, like, I don't want to know, like, oh, on this day I'm going to do this thing. And I'm like, what if I don't want to do that? Like, I'm like, oh, I guess I have to now.
And then it,
like,
happens anyways.
Yeah.
If I was forced to read that, like, my book, I would get secondhand embarrassment way too easily. Also, I'd like to point out, there's apple juice in the room underneath Asher's chair.
Is it open?
Is it open?
Doesn't
wait a minute.
Like, it's open.
This is a discovery.
Oh, it is open.
Ew.
It is drank out of.
Ew.
There is a signature. Hang on, flip it this way. I'm looking at the nutrition facts.
60 calories for half my hand.
That's a good way to measure.
Protein 0 grams. There's really no potassium, 133 grams.
Also, I would like to say to our listeners, so we're in FBLA, it's a Future Business Leaders of America, and our advisor won't let us make a Red Lobster themed shirt.
And we would like to cause a strike.
Yes.
Actually, there's ascorbic acid in this.
Back to the apple juice, guys. Hang on. Indigo, did you have one last question to ask?
I do. And it's by far the most important question.
Okay.
Is it?
Is this a big hat, small hat situation?
It really is. If you,
if you had a hat.
No. Don't steal my thunder.
Do you guys understand? I really hope somebody got that reference.
If you were a dinosaur in Jurassic Park, what type would you be? And in a nice, like, and why? Sorry. There's someone peeking out of the window.
No, I'm trying to remember dinosaur names.
You could just describe it. Yeah.
In fact, that might be better.
So, which one am I and why?
Yeah.
And but, this is Jurassic Park.
And
not,
since you
not
can't
Jurassic
remember
World.
The name, you
right,
have to name
Jurassic
yourself.
Park. And okay. It has to be an actual reason why you would want to be that dinosaur. It was either this or a zombie question again.
Can I do both?
Yeah, you could be a zombie dinosaur if you want.
Oh, that's not what I meant at all, but okay. I cannot remember what they're called.
Go ahead.
They're the ones with, like the head kind of frill and they spit acid.
Acids? Okay, wait, let me look it up, actually.
Because that sounds cool.
Acid. I wouldn't want to be near Asher if he was an acid-spitting dinosaur.
Well, no, because I think they're like the Compsognathuses, where they're like always, they're very small, but they're always in a pack.
It is the acid-spitting Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd want to be one of the.
I would like to see
the image.
You want to
wake up looking like this?
Hold on. They have to look at his little frill there. It's very colorful.
It's very cool.
You're trying to make up for a situation that...
Okay, but why?
Why?
Because if I remember correctly, they're always in, like, a pack, and I think that would be kind of a cool way to live. Just, like, always
chilling with your friends.
Yeah, always just, like, hanging out with your buds and then spitting acid on Newman from Seinfeld.
Asher, can I edit you onto this?
Yes, you may.
Can I take a picture of you?
Mm-hmm.
We are now editing Asher... onto a dinosaur. But that is for another time, Indigo.
Okay.
What was the zombie question?
Oh, it was just gonna be... I think it was, like, if you had any weapon in, like, the zombie apocalypse, what would that be and why?
Side note. So if you'd like to listen to one of our other podcasts, Indigo's dad comes home. In it, we interviewed her dad.
Okay.
And... for a gladiatorial battle, he said he would use a pillow to smother people.
Okay. You know, that is a creative option there.
I thought
it
was so funny.
I don't have Photoshop, but this is kind
of... You better save that.
Oh, I'm saving it. Sorry, Ashley.
Okay, but a weapon in the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse. I'm assuming it has to be a real weapon.
It could be a made-up one. I mean, just don't... I don't think the...
Yeah, like...
I honestly...
Like, it's not going to be like a laser gun, right?
No.
Like, it has to be something that I
could
theoretically have.
Yes. And I don't think... Okay, hang on. Side note. Bats with the nails in it. I don't think that's effective.
No, because you would hit yourself in the back when you swung it.
Yeah, but... No, not even that. Like,
you'd have
even
to
it,
get close.
You would have to have, like, 9-inch nails to do anything.
I wish I knew a 9-inch nails song
to say right now. Oh, yeah. Of course, I have... What is that one? I have no idea. I have one on my phone right now. Okay, but I don't think those do anything.
Yeah, I do think that a bat would be a bit too short.
And if it's a wooden bat, it would break.
Not only that, but you have to, like, take into consideration swing time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to, like, go all the way back and, like, swing. I guess if you're, like...
Kaylee,
you're a god at softball, okay? Mm-hmm. So if only Kaylee can wield a bat with nails.
Could you weld onto a metal bat and make it better?
They're aluminum.
Unless
you had aluminum spikes, you couldn't do it.
Well, I'm tired. I almost went back to sleep this morning. I forgot we had school today.
Oh, Something really weird happened to me this morning. I forgot, you know, like, how you can set, like, a timer on your phone, right, for, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? I set my timer for 2 minutes, right? And for some reason, I thought that was my actual alarm, so I kept waking up every 2 minutes hitting the snooze. Really confused. I just thought I should
Okay, but
that.
A weapon. Sorry.
I think that I would go with, can I share more of a plan than that? Than
yeah.
just a weapon?
Actually, I was curious where you would bunk, because I think...
We had this conversation before.
No, yeah, because, okay, in a previous podcast, I said it would be cool if it was like a bunker, like digging a hole.
Okay.
Because
Costco.
They can't smell you if you dig deep enough. But Costco, because of the doors, just because, like, the doors are closed, if there was a horde of people, you could easily push the doors down.
Yeah.
So, where would you bunk?
I was actually, before you even mentioned it, I was going to say Costco.
See?
Because it is a massive indoor space.
Mm-hmm.
That is decently fortified. It's like a metal building. And there's all of the things you could need for a very long time already in Costco, right?
Mm-hmm. Canned food.
Canned corn.
Giant.
Canned spinach.
Giant things of peanuts for some reason. The only problem with Costco is that it would require power.
I also mm-hmm. feel like a lot of people would be like, because like our first thoughts were like Costco.
Yeah.
So, undoubtedly, other people would be like, Costco, you know? And, like, we'd have to fight off people.
So, what I'm actually...
We would have to fight off Mr. Kovach for the peanuts.
So, I think what I'm actually going to say for the, like, where I would go to Austin Sibley's house.
That's a very specific...
Because for, you know, people that don't know who are listening to this... he was a guy that we know that he is a guy that we know that lives on what we call the Anatone Flat, which is very close to where we are recording this. There are like, 20 people that live within the Anatone city limits. Like, mm-hmm. it's one of those towns that lists livestock on the population board, right?
I think it says, like, 14 horses.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I know he has a lot of guns. Like, that's already pretty good. I would not use a gun, though. I would become, like, a full-time blacksmith and just make swords and armor and stuff. Because when you think about it, like, no matter how strong a zombie is from... zombie virus or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be strong enough to, like, punch or cut through
right.
armor. Or really even, like, a denim jacket. That is one of my favorite takes on the zombie apocalypse, by the way. Is
yeah.
just, you wear a full denim outfit, because they're not going to get you.
if you had to, would you put, like, rotten stuff, like, organs
yeah.
on you
also-
to, like...
Also, would you wear a denim jumpsuit, is what I'm going to ask.
full
on with, like, a denim hood, too.
Oh, denim hood. I don't know where you'd get a denim hood.
Denim mask.
But, like...
The only thing peeking out is the eyes.
And denim goggles.
Denim gloves.
I'm gonna be honest. I think it would probably be pretty similar to, like, what you wear for, like, welding. So, like, coveralls, like, leather gloves, boots, and then probably, like, a motorcycle helmet.
Waiters.
Would you take into consideration denim gloves, by any chance?
I think the leather gloves would be more effective there, because they're a bit tougher.
But I like the armor idea. That sounds a lot more badass.
Okay, wait, would you sell armor? Like, would money be a currency still? But, like...
I feel like food would become the currency.
That is, well,
or like I'll weapons.
Trade you a piece of bread for.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to create
for your sweater.
For your sword.
Oh.
In the new like economy that would result from a zombie apocalypse, you have to create value in yourself somehow. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you know how to program a computer, that's gonna be maybe helpful in like 10 years when everything's kind of getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to create value somewhere else, and I think that. Creating protection and weapons for people and just other things that they can't get anymore.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, if you can blacksmith stuff, you can make other shapes. It doesn't have to be, like, weapons and stuff,
yeah.
right? If you could make other, like, spoons.
I feel like if we did have a zombie apocalypse, a lot of people would die because people don't know how to garden and we wouldn't have electricity.
I think Gabe just with his luck, would become the first zombie. And I love him.
I wouldn't
him
be
very
surprised.
Dearly, but, like, he was the first in our friend group to get COVID. And, like, I just, you know, either him or, like, Elon Musk or something.
That was a big jump.
we're gonna change the angle of this interview now. Why do you think Elon Musk would be the first person to get zombie?
Gut feeling, call it. Just call it gut feeling.
She has really good gut feelings, too. So
okay.
If the zombie apocalypse happens in the future, guys, just
watch
look
out for anyone that looks like Elon Musk.
He'll sneak up on you in his Tesla.
Alrighty, well, thank you for letting us interview you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had fun as well, and I think I found the music I want to die to in Volcano.
Okay, well.
Okay, I'm gonna show you.
We're bringing
as well.
It. We're bringing the recording closer.
I think this is it. Symphony Number 9, Movement 4 by Antonín Dvořák.
When would you jump?
You'll know.
Okay.
I really hope I picked the right one, because I don't remember.
Is it just him marching up the volcano?
This is me monologuing. I don't know what about. Something about the world.
It's gonna be like
ending.
You have to wear a cape, and it's like windy, and it's like blowing.
All of the trauma that came from this podcast. She's just going through it again.
Come on.
What would you be saying right now? Like, I really wish I ate that sandwich 2 hours ago.
No. Yeah, like, I'm really hungry. No, it would be like, it would be something, like, really vague, but really dramatic. So, like, I don't know, something about the world ending, but I'm not telling people how or, like, why.
It has to be, like, you know the answer to, like, something. Like, 9/11. I know that's really random.
Wait, I know the answer to 9/11?
No, okay.
I was not alive, so I don't think so.
I said that because of all the conspiracy theories. Someone did an informative speech in our class about 9/11.
My mom. Not gonna get into it. Not gonna get into it.
It would be a long monologue.
Okay, wait. So would you just pull out your phone and just start playing?
No, this is what the orchestra is playing.
Okay, remember,
you'd be talking
never
to yourself then, because you just.
Well, a microphone. Again, this is all on video.
Imagine
okay.
Just.
Oh, right, it's on video. Okay, never mind.
That's kind of like, if you jumped then, that would be kind of sad.
Can I show you guys what I would?
I think I picked
like
the wrong thing.
I think you.
Because it never hit the part I was hoping for.
That's what Indigo would jump to.
I would jump up, right? No, right now.
I mean, if that was the last thing you're listening to, that would be a really nice nostalgic moment.
Would be.
This is really bothering me that I can't remember what I was thinking of. I swear it was this.
Gosh, well, I'm gonna show you what I think he would jump off to.
Okay, Indigo. Kaylee, is there a song that you would like to jump off to into a volcano?
No.
Just silence or just no jumping?
No jumping.
No, this is it. It was just at the wrong part. Okay, so I'll wait for the part I would jump off to, and then I'll play that.
Okay, then Indigo, please share. Nothing like Rickrolling a room of people. I would jump off to
too
that.
Too good. I am too good.
This is quality content here.
It really is.
Just
it's
waiting
just, it's
for
a long,
part of a song.
It's an extra long episode, guys, and I'm sure you enjoy it. We have, episode. According to our analytics, we have 60-year-old women, all women, listening to our podcast. I don't
Not
know.
Not many 60-year-old women again. Wasn't it like 7 or something
like that. Yeah, we had like 5 or 7.
It's like a little coven of like old
women. It is a witch coven.
It is a witch coven, no doubt. No doubt.
It's like a book club where they have to listen to your podcast and then discuss it later the week.
I feel like we have a lot of unanswered questions that they may be asking us. Usk, yep. It just gets louder in the background.
Where is it?
You know what? It's just going to be an unanswered question about what...
Symphony number 9, Movement 4 by Antonin Dvorak. There is...
Go ahead. Like, listen to the whole
play it from
thing.
The beginning. You'll know when I was going to jump. It is very obvious.
You'll know when he's jumping.
Alrighty, folks. So that was good old Asher Dykstra coming in hot with his hypothetical answers. So if you liked today's episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and if you can, comment, and we will adios out of here and finish our math homework.